Nick Katsuniga, NHL.com, one of the great hockey insiders in the world. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know if it's because, you know, it's exciting to see the Wings pushing to get back in to the playoffs, and they've been doing it most of the second half of the season, but really the last 2-3 weeks, every game has almost felt like a playoff game. But all this positioning, teams tied, four teams tied at once, you know, Philly with an outside shot still on, you know, the final game. I don't remember an NHL season like this that had that much drama going into the final game.
Well, I think part of it is Detroit's involved. If you go back to last year, you know, Florida had to scrape right to the very end to squeak into the playoffs. And if you remember, the Panthers' goalie was a guy named Alex Lyon, who's playing for Detroit this year. But they squeaked in at the very end and ended up going all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So we've had drama in recent years, but to have four teams here separated by 2 points going into, you know, essentially the last day of the season tonight for all of them, I mean, it's fantastic. And you look at Detroit's run here. The last three games, just fighting, right? You know, they had to fight back against Pittsburgh from several deficits to get a point there. You know, they were facing elimination in Toronto, had to kill a penalty at the end of regulation, win that game in overtime. And then we see last night, right? They're down 4-1, fight back, you know, tie it late, win in overtime. It's been fantastic. And that's probably the loudest that I've heard Little Caesars Arena since the Red Wings started playing there.
What do you like about this team? Because they are different from teams that have failed to make the playoffs, which used to just seem like turnkey April conversation in the state of Michigan and across the hockey landscape. But why is this team different when you look at this Wings team compared to teams you've seen?
What I like about this team is it doesn't give up, right? And, you know, that game that was their 12th third period comeback win of the season, that's second in the league to the New York Rangers, who have 14, that would be their first-round playoff opponent, by the way, if they make it, which means that'll be a heck of a series. Don't turn off the TV. But, you know, I love that, right? This team competes. It doesn't give up. It keeps fighting. It can score. I love the addition of Patrick Kane. He's been so fun to watch. I don't think anybody expected him to come back from hip surgery and play as well as he's played. What I don't like is that they keep falling behind and needing to come back. Like, this definitely is a flawed team, but it's a lot of fun to watch, and I give them a lot of credit for the way they just fight on a nightly basis.
Nick Katsuniga, NHL.com, opinion maker, hockey insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line, talking about the Wings' final game tonight. They have to win and have Philly beat Washington. So let's handicap the two games that concern the Wings Nation across the state, Nick. What about Philly and Washington tonight? Philly with an outside shot, Washington with a big win over the Bruins, getting hot goaltending right now. Your thoughts on the Flyers and the Caps?
Well, this has been a turtle race, right? Like, none of these teams have really wanted to seize that last spot. So it's sort of it's difficult to handicap. Washington's a team that, it's funny, right? They have a minus 38 goal differential. When they lose big. When they win tight, right? And they won a 1-0 game against Boston. So, you know, I think their best shot is a low-scoring, tight game tonight. It'll be interesting to see which Flyers show up. They've really struggled down the stretch, which does not bode well for Detroit. But, you know, it's hockey. You never know, right? Who would have thought Montreal would come in and take a 4-1 lead on the Red Wings when they've got nothing to play for? Detroit has everything to play for. But if I'm watching, you know, on my second screen tonight, you know, I want a high-scoring, loose game because that's probably, you know, better for Philadelphia. If it's a tight game, that's probably better for Washington.
When you look at the upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs, Nick, and this season is really, like, I saw Edmonton put up 9 on San Jose last night. The scoring's been crazy, at least, you know, from my viewpoint. Who are your power teams right now? If you said 2 in the East, 2 in the West.
Well, like you said, scoring has been crazy, right? So I sort of go the opposite way when you look at the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, who can defend? You know, who has good goaltending, right? Who's really good 5-on-5? Like, I think there's probably 8 to 12 teams that have a legitimate shot at winning this thing. But I look out west, and I really like Dallas a lot. I think the Stars are balanced. I think they're really good 5-on-5. They play well defensively. They've got, you know, if Ottinger is playing well, they have good goaltending. So, you know, I watch out for Dallas. But on the flip side, you know, Edmonton, since the coaching change, has been one of the best teams in the league. You got that high-end talent with McDavid and Draisaitl. They've added some depth. Wouldn't it be something if Ken Holland gets another Stanley Cup before he's done? You know, and in the East, I think the East is wide open. You know, a month to 6 weeks ago, I would have said the Panthers are the team to beat. They're just nasty. Really good 5-on-5. You know, hard team to play against. They've struggled a bit down the stretch. So can they get their game back? I think if they get their game in order, they're the best team in the East. But look at the Rangers. Look at the Hurricanes. You know, I think there are a lot of teams here that can do some damage, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
His name is Nick Kotsuniga, NHL.com. Follow him year-round when it comes to stories on and off the ice. Big night for the Wings in Montreal, and also a lot of Flyers fans in Hockey Town, with the Flyers needing to beat or tie the Caps tonight in Philly. Nick, always appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Enjoy it tonight.